October 24th, 1976, Miseric Town, Florida. A dance at the community hall.
Hi. Is this thing taken?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That one over there is not taken? Okay. This is Czechoslovakian Independence Day on October 28th, always held on the last Sunday of every October. John Lovac, and are you just in the community here? You're one of the dancers, right?
Yeah, I've been living in the community now since about 1950. Although right now I'm not living in a community as such. I'm here usually mostly on weekends. I work in Tampa, and I'm there 5 days a week and 4 or 5 days a week, and then I come back on the weekends over here.
Okay, and this is the largest one of its kind, you were saying?
Yeah, this occasion, what it is, it used to celebrate Czechoslovak Independence Day. The town is named for Thomas G. Masaryk, who was the first president of Free Czechoslovakia after World War I, I believe. And so this day commemorates the Czechoslovak Independence Day. But now with communism having come back to Czechoslovakia, so to speak, they've changed it to Masaryk Town Day, and it's the day now that they celebrate the founding of Masaryk Town. Even though the actual founding may have not been on this particular date, they just celebrate it now, to kind of have an excuse to hold this celebration this day.
The Independence Day was actually on the 28th of October or something?
Something like that, yeah. And what they do, they hold it on a closest weekend to that date. Preceding
Sunday
usually
in every October,
something like
say.
That yeah
right.
yeah
oh I see and what yeah. actually happens they have a dinner every year
yeah they have either barbecue. In times past they used to have barbecue chicken, but now they've kind of gone to roast chicken, and they have chicken and all the trimmings, and then a small program like our dancing afterward, and then social dancing. We'll dance afterward.
And then they, after your exhibition, does anything else happen? Do they have an open dance or something?
Yeah, it's social dancing. Sometimes if they, get somebody together ahead of time, they might have a little longer program. This, what they've done in the past, they've had some speeches, but these people around here are kind of funny. They don't generally like to listen to speeches that much, so this year they've cut the speeches out. The mayor's just going to welcome everybody, and then we'll do our performance, and then that's it as far as the formal program goes.
Well, somebody said they're having even a busload of people from Miami coming in.
They, on occasion they do. Really, people come from all over to this thing here in Masaryk Town once a year. They've got them from St. Pete, from Orlando. Wherever there's a Czechoslovakian community of any size and word gets there in time, they usually come.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, I also am affiliated with the Florida Folk Festival, and if we wanted to have the Czech dancers come for Florida...
Okay. In fact, we got an invitation this year. Was sent. My brother was no longer there, and by the time it found us, it was late, and things just didn't work out. Really.
Okay, well, for the directory and everything, I would like to just have you say on tape a name and an address and a phone number that we can have for the Czech dancers.
Okay, that would be either myself, I'm John Halavac, last name is spelled H-L-A-V-A-C, or my brother Paul, of the same last name. The address is Route 1, Box 278, Masaryk Town, or Brooksville, Florida, 33512.
Okay.
And usually one or the other will get it, and And if you know, the leadership or, you know, the organizational setup of the group change, well, then it'll be forwarded to whoever is in charge.
Well, but how many are in the group itself?
We've got two circles right now. That's 16 people, 8 guys and 8 girls. Last year, we had a group of smaller people, high school and junior high students, so we had 3 circles. And we were hoping this year to, instead of have that group, which we couldn't get together, to have a group of the, you know, middle-aged people from around the community, but everything was kind of short notice and it just didn't work out.
Uh-huh. So most of the people are young in the group, or yeah, are there older people too?
Well, the age spread is from about 16, I would say, to 31.
Uh-huh. So, and who teaches the dances?
Well, I kind of take that upon myself and my sister-in-law and my brother. We try to keep the thing going.
Learn?
Well, I learned it by being involved, by participating, really. And then, you know, it's just a sequential or rotation type of thing. So whoever was running it at the time, something happened where they couldn't run, and we just kind of took it upon ourselves to take it over.
And so some of the older people in the community probably do know all these dances then, too.
Well, a lot of the people in the community, a lot of the old timers at one time or other probably did dance this sort of thing that we're dancing now.
Right, but they don't do it now.
No, they don't do it now. Now, there's a group in St. Pete, American Czechoslovak American Tourist Society or something, I think that's the name of it. It's, you know, a bunch of retirees, Slovak retirees, and they, you know, they do this sort of thing. They've got a group over there that dances for their own occasions.
Are there any, your musicians for when you dance, are they traditional musicians or are they?
They're the good old-fashioned American tape recorder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. We got a tape. That's something that's extremely hard to get as a music. I've been trying now for about 2 years to get new music, and I've only succeeded in about half of the dances that I've tried.
Uh-huh.
It's to the point now where I've got the steps for about, I think, 3 of the different ones, and music for only two or three, and one of the ones that I've got music for, I don't have the steps for. So, you know, I tell you, it's really hard. It's a hassle.
Yeah.
The only way to learn the steps is to get a hold of somebody who knows that dance and who's able to teach it, or if I'm lucky enough to find, you know, in a manual or some kind of a publication somewhere, you know, the directions that gives the steps, then we can do it. In fact, the one that we're doing today, that's the way we got that one. The Slovak Sokol has a gymnastic manual, and in this manual is this dance, and so we picked it up through that.
Well, there is a band today. Do they are they special, or do they always play here? Or?
Well, it's a couple of gentlemen from Zephyr Hills, and they usually come up and participate here. They
what do they play? Music. Both accordion? Or?
No, one plays a quarter box, which is like an accordion. It's electronic accordion, I guess, and the other one plays the drums. And then once in a while, one of the gentleman's wives gets up and sings.
Czechoslovakian songs. What's her name?
You know, I don't know. I don't know her first name. The guy's name, the guy on the accordion, his name is Lou Janáček. But
how do
I don't
spell that last name.
J A N A C E K, I think. I think that's
and
the way it's spelled.
Lovak.
They're from Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the gentleman's name on the drums is. I was introduced to him at one time, but I'll tell you, if I don't hear names 5 times, I forget.
I know. I'm bad that way, too.
I need one of these things to remember names.
That's the only way I can do it. That's really the only way I can do it. And it's, even if I take them on a piece of paper, I'll sometimes forget which name, who was I talking to that this person was. You know, so if I get the voice on tape, I can usually remember, that's who that was. So anyway, well, thanks an awful lot. I think that helps me pretty much to know the what it's commemorating, and that they do hold this every year, and this is something that I'm sure a lot of people would be interested in knowing goes on, you know, if they don't already know. Probably a lot of people already know. Do you know when it first started being held?
You know, like I say, I've been here since 1950, and I can remember this way back then, so I guess it probably was in existence before then,
Oh, great.
But I know for a fact it's been going on for years and years here, this particular day.
Great. Well, thank you.
Well, my pleasure.
Thank you.